Imagine yourself in a world filled with friction generators. Planar cuts across multiple timelines. Where markets function as esoteric worlds. Flowcharts as neutral zones. You're practicing algorithmic geomancy in a place where harmony died. Where every computational technology is Kabbalistic, their incessant number crunching influencing the world. What can you see on the surface of the world? What is surfacing? The surface is a surface only from the outside. Surface is a variable, changed by erosion, by inner and outer transformation. An operation without return. Nature fills the void. How do you relate to the void? How do you sense across the spectrum between active and passive, existence and non-existence, positive and negative space? What is guiding you? How do you explore? Which algorithms do you unconsciously apply? How do you sense matter in this world as its stony surfaces massage your feet while its weather soaks you through? How do you open yourself, transform yourself from I to another I, from senses to an I, from N things to an I, from any two things to the middle thing? How do you change your processing time, the space of operation? What are your inputs and outputs? What happens when you flip inputs and outputs? What happens in between? Where is your subjectivity, your intentionality, your spirit? Are spirits matter, ethereal matter, with earth as their medium? What is the weight of spirit matter? What would make spirits laugh? Skirting borders guided by light and life, stones becoming organic, depending on the scale, expanding the time frame. Is the tree dead or alive? Dead equals false. The color red and decomposing leaves. In the silence of acorns, among sheep and grass, a colour that you cannot hold in your hand. What might non-human abstractions look like? Abstract receptors? 16 pixels of ultimate defining animalness. No rules, but gradual tuning. Training the trees, training on the world. Humans becoming part algorithms transformed into objects, objects into subjects. How does it feel to be broken, to be carved, to become like stone, to be stony? Silent as a stone. A blurring. A debinarization. An erosion of opposites. Erosion, corrosion, reaction, expansion, imagination, projection. Sustained function is a condition. The weather decides. Change passes from layer to layer. Filters evolve over time. Feedback loops repeat, reiterate. Feedback loops repeat, reiterate. Logic with illogical elements. Infinite loops, black boxes, how to stop, when to stop. Create directions, find directions. Ricochet. Gravitate. Travel deeper into the neurons. Attune. Learn and unlearn. Recalculate. Convolute. Intelioric observations. Correlations, collisions, taxonomic milieus, weathering of taxonomies, weathering of stones, the sound of gravel turning into dust. What are the operations that stones do to complement the things that humans do to stones? Throwing rocks and observing their rhythms. Replace solutions with proposals, propositions, non-performance, an active notion that changes the world. experimental syntax and common vocabulary. A language that acts upon the machine. Opening algorithms to other logics, away from optimization, towards hesitation, resistance, querying of exhausted words, GCP. Execution itself is not without risk for the machine. A shell interface able to melt parts of the computer. Overclocking, limitless growth, devouring sensitivities. Depending on the perspective, you see either potential or catastrophe. Be careful with the systems you imagine. Be careful with words. Be careful when using technology with other than human entities. Numbers are not innocent. Many demons are at work, even when the machine is idle. Bugs and errors reveal ghosts, a squirrel in the algorithm. Bridging, decaying, transforming. When many become one, and one become many.